Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Linda Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Linda Raymond is a 43-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/27/22. She was carrying a case of fish when her right foot hit thick carpet, causing her to fall onto her left hip. She did go to the emergency room afterwards. With this and further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a sprain. She did not undergo any surgery and has completed her course of active treatment. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, she alleged she tripped and fell, injuring her left hip, ankle, foot, and knee. Medical records show she was attended to by BLS on 2/27/22. She was then seen at in Spirit emergency room, stating she tripped on a rug at work while carrying a heavy box and fell on the floor, landing on her left knee. Her left hip and knee were hurting. She did not have any loss of consciousness and denied hitting her head. She did have a history of anxiety, bipolar disorder, depression, hypertension, hypothyroidism, and kidney disease. She underwent x-rays of the left hip and pelvis that were read as negative. Paired x-rays of the left knee were read as negative. She was then treated and released. New paragraph, she then followed up at Inspire Urgent Care on 3/1/22. She remained unable to fully bear weight on her left ankle. They diagnosed left ankle and knee sprain as well as contusion of the left hip. She was placed on modified activities and was advised to apply ice and use Tylenol or Motrin. She was seen again on 3/8/22 and remained on restrictions. Physical therapy was ordered. This was rendered on the dates described. She followed up at Spirit Urgent Care over the next several weeks. 4/5/22. She remained on activity restrictions. She was then referred for an MRI due to continued pain on the top of the foot. MRI of the left forefoot was done on 4/12/22 and revealed no soft tissue or osseous pathology. She was seen in urgent care again on 4/19/22 and these results were noted. She was then was referred for consultation due to possible orthotics for arch support. Second paragraph on 5/3/22. She was seen by podiatrist Dr. Marder, M-A-R-D-E-R. Exam found flat foot deformity with frontal plane pronation and collapse of the arch. She also had antalgic gait to the left foot and ankle secondary to injury. She did have flat foot deformity bilaterally. He noted the results of her x-rays and MRI as well as performed a clinical exam. He gave her diagnoses of left ankle instability, spontaneous rupture of flexor tendon, comma, articular cartilage disorder of the left ankle, comma, peroneal tendonitis of the left leg, comma, left ankle and joint pain of the left foot, comma, as well as synovitis and tendinitis of the left ankle and foot. He thought this was most consistent with chronic ankle instability, comma, suspected articular damage to the talus and likely peroneal tendonitis versus rupture. He thought she needed an MRI of the ankle as well as a CAM boot. MRI of the left ankle was done on 5/16/22 and compared to the foot MRI of 4/12/22. Compared those results to be inserted here. And put this in bold. I think we're missing page 2 of that MRI report. Nevertheless, on 5/24/22, she returned to Dr. Martyr. She did undergo the ankle MRI, but did not obtain venous duplex left leg, which had not yet been performed. He did note the results of the left ankle. That does contain the remainder of the report, particularly diagnosis number 2. She followed up here through 7/26/22. He noted the venous Doppler study showed no evidence of deep vein thrombosis in the left leg or deep plantar arch. She was molded for orthotics. And follow-up as needed. Physical exam. General appearance. She vocalized that at the end of treatment she got fed up. She told her provider she was better. She complained that nobody looked at her hip, even though she kept saying it was her back that was causing her symptoms. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed generalized adipose tissue. This was also present in the lumbosacral region. There was healed scarring about the left knee that she attributed to injuring her knee when drunk when she was younger. She could not recall the details. Period inspection also revealed onychomycosis of the left great toenail. She did have pes planus deformities bilaterally. Then normal through the rest of that. Hips and pelvis. She had a positive Barrett's maneuver on the right hip, which was negative on the left. Periapolis compression maneuver at the left knee elicited tenderness in her hip that is also non-physiologic. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 70 degrees, complaining of tenderness in the posterior left hip. Period extension as well as bilateral rotation side, bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. She had superficial tenderness, palpation about the left greater trochanter, but there was none on the right. And then normal through supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left elicited extreme tenderness in her hip, but not low back or radicular complaints. Paired to the right at 90 degrees, no complaints were elicited. She had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Impressions. On 2/27/22, Linda Raymond tripped and fell while at work, landing on her left side while she was carrying a crate of fish. She was seen at the emergency room the same day. X-rays of the left knee and hip were negative for acute abnormalities. She followed up at Inspira Urgent Care and underwent x-rays of the left foot and ankle on 3/122, they were also negative. Period physical therapy was instituted. Period. She had an MRI of the left foot on 4/12/22 to be inserted here. Period. She then was seen by a podiatrist, Dr. Martyr. Period. He treated her with continued conservative therapeutic measures. Period. She had a negative venous doppler ultrasound for deep vein thrombosis. Period. She did have an MRI of the left ankle on 5/16/22 to be inserted here. Period. As of 7/26/22, she was doing quite well and released from care. Period. However, she currently asserts that she simply told her providers that she was better at the end of her treatment since she became so fed up. Period. She complained that nobody looked at her left hip. Period. New paragraph. The current examination was unremarkable relative to the left ankle and knee and hip. Appears she did have old healed scarring about the left knee that she attributed to a childhood injury. Period. The provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant internal derangement or instability. Appears she did have a positive for Bear's maneuver on the involved left hip. Appears she also had left hip tenderness with Apley's compression maneuver on the left side. Appears she had a similar response to supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left. Period. Neat paragraph. There is 0% permanent or partial total disability referable to the left ankle slash foot, comma knee slash leg, comma and hip. Period. And that is the end.